This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get life-changing affirmations for the abundance you truly deserve. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. Before we start, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been recommending Affirmation Pod, whether it's through your ratings and reviews, your postings on social media, or through telling people about Affirmation Pod as it comes up in conversation. It means a lot, and it's really spreading the word about Affirmation Pod because I get so many messages that say they heard about Affirmation Pod through a friend or through a search and saw the reviews were good, and they've been listening to it ever since, and it's been helping them heal, recover, survive, thrive, whatever it is they're facing right now. And so my deep appreciation to those of you who have shared your ratings, your reviews, and recommended Affirmation Pod to people online and offline. Now to today's episode. I'm calling this one a guided reflection episode because I have quite a few questions in it. It's on getting to know yourself again. It's for those of you who've gone through a chapter of life where you feel your identity has changed. You've left a relationship, a job, you've graduated, you've overcome a personal hurdle in your life, you've made a big change, or you've had a big change happen in your world. And as a result, you're seeing the world a little differently, and you're also seeing yourself differently. Quite a few students have said, all you've known for years is studying, research, readings, and exams, and you've given up a lot of your life to it. Others, you've gone from having a partner to being single, and you're really trying to figure out who you are at this stage of life. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. Boy, I wish I could say it's clean air, but it can have so many different pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores. And according to the EPA, the air we breathe indoors is at least 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outdoors. So what can we do about it? Well, I've been using Air Doctor because it filters out at least 99% of the contaminants, like the ones I mentioned earlier, but also, of course, bacteria and viruses that can make you sick, especially after such a rough cold and flu season in the winter. I knew I really needed this. This is also great if you are working indoors all day, interacting with the public. Come see for yourself. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation to get up to $300 off your air purifier. And just for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any of their air purifiers. You get this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. And now here's a guided reflection for getting to know yourself again. Life happens. Seasons change. And when the winds of change are blowing, I kind of don't know who I am anymore. I'm not the same me from 10 years ago. I'm not the same me from 5 years ago. I've had some amazing experiences. I've also gone through some hard stuff. Certain things have taken over my time and my attention. Other things have brought me to my knees and delivered pain. I've gone through a lot. The good, the bad, the ugly. I'm still going through it. But I see that in some ways, I don't even know myself anymore. Who am I after all this? What am I after all that? So I take some time now to reflect, to get to know myself again. Who am I today? Not what's reflected in old yearbooks, old pictures. Who am I today? What's different about me? What's exciting about me? What's the same about me? I take the time to look inside and see what's changed, what hasn't changed, what stands out. I really listen to what my values are and where my values have shifted or progressed as a result of life's experiences. How do I think differently about life? How has my perspective changed? Where have I had a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of opinion? I accept that there are times I can feel a little lost as I get to know myself again. What are my interests? How has my personality changed? How have my routines and habits changed? And what do I believe about the world now? It's okay to change. As I carve my path, what do I want to put less energy into? And also, what do I want to put more energy into? What meaning and purpose does living have now? And when I get honest and raw and real, how have my needs changed? How have my comfort levels changed? How has my comfort zone changed? And with all the emotions, the years have taught me lessons. And I take these lessons into the future. I take myself into the future, knowing that this relationship I have with myself is so dynamic. I am growing, I am changing, I am evolving, and on this path, I really get to know myself and get clear on who I am right now. Not the past version of me, not the old version of me, not the previous version of me. Me today, me right now. And so right now I choose three words to describe who I am now. And I carry this description with me as I keep on reflecting and getting to know myself again. That is my gift for you today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question: have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is available in the Affirmation Pod app. It's free and available on the Apple, Amazon, and Google Play app stores. You'll find this one in the Guided Reflection category. And if you're looking just for the episode without the ads, without the announcements, that's also available in the app for Premium Access members. Premium Access members get all episodes without intros and outros, along with bonus episodes you won't hear on this podcast and bonus playlists. If you know you'll benefit from that, especially for when you're using the repeat feature, you can sign up by going to affirmationpodpremium.com. That's affirmationpodpremium.com. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? It's also where you can listen to Affirmation Pod episodes, as well as some other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.